The story of Jesus and the scribe is the one unequivocally positive interaction between Jesus and the representatives of the Jewish establishment. It is a legal discussion and needs to be told in the style of rabbinic arguments and discussions. The rabbi's question, or the scribe's question, excuse me, is a question that was frequently asked in rabbinic discussions. There were counted 613 commandments in the Torah, 248 that were positive, 365 that were negative. There were extensive discussions among the rabbis about which were heavy and light, that is, which were really important and which were of lesser importance. The character of these debates was then trying to sort through the multitude of laws and commandments to identify which ones were most important. The character of this kind of discussion is reflected in a story that was told about Hillel and Shammai in the Babylonian Talmud that John Donahue remembers in his commentary on Mark. A Gentile came to Shammai, who was a conservative rabbi, and said to him, "I will become a proselyte if you can tell me the whole of the Torah while I stand on one foot." And Shammai got a wood stick and chased him away. The Gentile went to Hillel and asked him the same question. And Hillel said, "Whatever you find hateful, do not do to your neighbor. This is the whole of the law. Everything else is commentary. Go and learn this." Hillel then responds in a way that is like the way in which Jesus responds. And what he cites as the center of the Torah is the Golden Rule, what was called the Silver Commandment. Jesus' version of the answer to this question is different than Hillel's. Jesus first cites the most central tradition of Israel, the Shema, which is from Deuteronomy. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength." Now, Jesus adds to the Shema his phrase, "with all your mind." So he makes it even the Shema. He adds to the tradition. In the context of the Greco-Roman world, this addition was probably needed because Gentiles and others did not assume, as was the case in the ancient world when Deuteronomy was originally composed, that the heart was the center of understanding. And so to love God with all your mind was included in "with all your heart." But that was no longer the case in Jesus' day. And so to add "with all your mind" was also to focus on the intellectual love of God. The distinctive dimension of Jesus' interpretation of the law is that he adds to the Shema, which is in Deuteronomy 6:4, the commandment from Leviticus, which is, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." The combination of these two then is a distinctive interpretation of the law. The significance of this in its context is that Jesus neither neglected the love of God nor the love of neighbor. And this story then is a highly both devotional, theological answer and an ethical answer. That is, that the love of God is intimately connected with the love of neighbor and vice versa. In the telling of this story, it is important to make the tone of this story one of mutual respect between Jesus and the scribe. Often, this story is read with a kind of superior attitude toward the scribe. Now, a scribe came up and asked him a question, and then the tone in which the story is told often is a put-down of the scribe. I'm sure that that was not how Mark told the story. The attitude toward the scribe needs to be positive, and the telling of his words of respect for Jesus as a teacher, and his saying back to him in his own words what Jesus had said, and contrasting that with the normative priestly tradition that the most important thing were most important thing in the law was to make sacrifices and to bring offerings to the temple. So they both agree, and Jesus' words are the strongest praise that he gives to any scribe or teacher of the law in the whole of the gospel tradition. So this is a wonderful story that reflects the positive dimensions of the discussions that Jesus had with other Jewish teachers in his time. The issue that is discussed by Jesus and the scribe remains a lively issue now. What is the most important dimension of the law and of our obedience to God? Is it the Ten Commandments? Is it the Golden Rule? Is it these commandments? And if it is these two commandments, what do they really mean in people's lives? The love of neighbor is at the heart of ethics, and it is intimately connected with the love of God. The reason to love one's neighbor is an outgrowth of the energy that comes from the love relationship with God. But a relationship with God founded in love that does not find expression in the love of neighbor is misplaced love. It is not complete. So these two commandments do constitute a central focus of our attention and are worthy of our memory, our prayer, and our action.